mama eh, oh yeah, mama eh. This is the African baby, baby funny on the Voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. For those of you who were listening to my show yesterday, I told you that today I will be having some special guests on the show. Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise, filmmakers from Sierra Leone, based here in the United States of America. And we'll be talking about the latest movie that is going to hit the United States of America across the continent, going back to Africa, and that is High Fashion. So I have them with me in the studio, and they will just say hello, and then we'll come back later to them. Welcome to the African Beat, Tina.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy.
And welcome to the African Beat, Princess Jane Apsise.
Thank you.
You know, you warned me about it because I don't want your mom to disown you. So I have to make sure I say the Princess Jane Apsise. All right. Well, we'll be right back with our special guest on the show today. Let's start off with some music as we take a trip around Africa on disc. Starting off from Sierra Leone, this lady is hot. She's based in the United Kingdom, but she is one of Sierra Leone's biggest right now, and we are introducing her on the African Beat today, and that is Yasmin Kadi. And the first track for today is called Earthquake. And right after that, Only by Fuse ODG of Ghana, and Feel It by Casey, Harry Song, and Ian Yang, all of Nigeria. But let's take it to the Lion Mountain now with Earthquake by Yasmin Kadi from the great land of Sierra Leone.
I'm on the edge, insanity knocks on my door, and I'm breaking. On the edge, gravity pulls me right down. I'm for the taking. Since you came, you tore me up inside.
You took me. Be a cheater if you be my wife, yeah. And I'm feeling that strike. Good girl, country rough, but she seems so polite. Gave me a long neck, so I gave her a bite, cause she moved like an animal. What a girl, what a mood there with. Oh, what a mood there with. So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. Oh, what a do that, say. What a mood there girl, what a mood there with. Oh, what a mood there with. So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. Oh, what a do that, say. Can't come my way. I need me somebody.
Zimbabwe, I just wanna see your waterfall. Remind me of Ghana, the gold in you, I'm digging for sure, love. Remind me of Nairobi, where you're making your moves, make me wanna holla. The way you're grinding, I'm smiling, I know that you really want to.
Oh, no, what about girl, what I'm good at with? Oh, what I'm good at with? So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. Oh, what I do that, say, oh, no, what about girl, what I'm good at with? Oh, what I'm good at with? So the woody woody girl with the sweetest face. But she got a heart of a lion. Ole, ole, ole in Africa. Ole, ole, ole in Africa. Ole, ole, ole in Africa. Ole, ole, ole in Africa.
Jeez. It's a one-bad look, man.
I'm digging your gold.
Mr. Songs.
Africa!
Feel It by Casey, Harry Song, and Ian Young, all from Nigeria. And before that, Fuse ODG of Ghana in Only, and Yasmin Kadi from Sierra Leone in Earthquake. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats. But don't forget to join me and my guest later, Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise, as we'll be talking all about high fashion today, the latest Sierra Leone African movie to hit the headlines. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
My name is Brian Conte, a Sierra Leonean actor in the United States of America. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, this time to Uganda, Radio and Weasel in Nera. And right after that, Kas Kas, Papi Diouf, and he's known as the king of Senegalese mbalax, and that is the Senegalese rhythm, and he features in Dioli. And then we take a trip to Tanzania with Vanessa Ndi in Seri. But right now, Nera by Radio and Weasel of Uganda.
Yeah. Nera, baby. Again and again and again.
Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Why in a petty go, mother, let you
lovely beat, all coming to you today from the Voice of America, Sarah by Vanessa Ndi of Tanzania. Before that, Cast Cast by Papa D of the King of Senegalism Balax. And at the top was Nera by Radio and Weasel of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy. Stay tuned. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guests, Winstina Taylor. We call her the Tina Taylor of Africa. And Princess Jane Apsise, all talking about the latest movie in town, High Fashion. Stay tuned.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat. You love this show. We love you, man, and we've want to hear from you. Send us an email, africanbeat@voanews.com, and that again is africanbeat@voanews.com, or you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Yes, welcome again to the African Beat, as my guests are Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise. Let me start off with you right now, Winstina. And I know it's been a very, very long week. It's been a very, very long month, all production month, putting this movie together, the pre-production, wherever you've been. I know you guys have been working so hard on this. And now it's time for the premiere of this great movie. Tell me, how are you feeling right now?
Excited. Stressed. On suspense. I got all the emotions you can think of right now.
Okay, all right. Well, now let me come over to you, J-Nap. I know you don't like me asking you this or saying this, but I know you're a very hardworking lady, so hardworking, but sometimes you don't even like taking credits for the hard work that you do. But tell me, what is going through your mind right now after all this work?
I think right now, emotions will be I'm nervous, I'm anxious, and I'm excited.
Nervous. So why are you nervous?
It's just like,
you've done some fantastic work.
I did, but at the same time, it's like you spend months, you spend days, you spend hours, you spend minutes, you spend seconds creating something, and now you're about to reveal it to the entire world. You know, some part of you is just nervous because you don't know the reaction of the people, because you know your own reaction. And then another part of you is just anxious for the moment to come. And then another part of you is just excited, like, yes, the world is going to have to see my baby. So it's a three different emotions.
All right. Okay. And one thing I'm excited about is that you guys are from Sierra Leone.
Yes.
You know, and that is what is making me feel so proud right now.
Yes.
And I know our people out there will be listening to you right now. And what is it like doing a movie, Tina? A movie that is like 90% Sierra Leonean cast here in the United States of America. I know you've been involved in a lot of movies before. You know, you've been interacting with a lot of all these other stars from different countries, from Nigeria, from Ghana, you know, from Cameroon. But now you have your own people. And I know how long you've been crying for this. So how does that feel?
It feels good. It feels fabulous. To have my own nationality. There's nothing wrong with working with other nationality. Even in this movie, we have different people. We have Claudio Ben. We had Sonata, who are from Nigeria and Cameroon. We have American. We have a lot of different nationality, but 90% with the main cast was Sierra Leonean, which was exciting, which was good, that we get to prove to the world that we have talent, that is created, that is from Sierra Leone. So I am very, very excited about that.
And Jenna, you know, I know you've had some bad experiences before, but now that the people are with you, your people are with you, and you have created this buzz on High Fashion, and everybody is running now. Everybody is eager to see High Fashion. Tell me about the kind of feeling you are getting right now, that your people are with you on this one.
I'm excited. I'm very, very, very excited. I love the people I'm working with. I love working with Tina because at the end of the day, we do fight. I'm not going to lie. We have like creative differences sometimes. But at the end of the day, we have the same vision. And when you find people that have your same vision, your job becomes easier for you. So I love working with Tina and I enjoy working with Fode Conte. So with those two people, I'm just excited. And then we have you that we just run to for advice when we get lost in the middle of the jungle. So right now, I think so we feel blessed. Prime International and Real-Time Management, I think this is our moment. We have the right crew, the right people around us, and we're just ready to work.
All right. Well, you are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And my guests today are two Sierra Leonean filmmakers, wonderful ladies. I call them the Iron Ladies, but they are really, really tough. And there, that is Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsisay. And they're here and we're talking about their latest movie that will be premiered on Saturday here in the United States of America, High Fashion. But let's take a musical break right now. And this is Go Down Low. Oh, yes, this is hard. And it's from this lady that I'm introducing again, a Sierra Leonean. And Yasmin Kadi, based in the United Kingdom, and he features Mulegu on this special one. Go Down Low, it's hot and it's beautiful. Down Low featuring Mulegu by Yasmin Kadi of Sierra Leone. What a wonderful moment. Okay, now let me come over to you, Jenna. The movie itself, High Fashion, as a filmmaker, what should people be expecting to go and see?
I think it says what High Fashion is, and I think why a lot of people are excited about it because it has never been done before. The story is different. It's not your normal tropical story. The casting is different because a lot of the actors that are introduced in the film, people are not used to seeing them. That's the reality. So, and then the picture quality. I mean, we shot in Black Magic. We're doing this. So, you know, as a filmmaker, if you, and from the technical part, you will enjoy the sound, you will enjoy the visual. As an actress, you will love the acting, the dynamic, the vision that was brought upon. And then, of course, if you're just an audience member just coming to watch a film, you will enjoy the film. Your $20 will be worth it.
And Tina, there's going to be a red carpet, you know, and some of our people that have not been to a premiere before, what would you tell them about being on the red carpet to go and watch this movie? Because I see some class here.
Oh, yes. Our red carpet is going to be off the chain. You have to come ready to meet Obama, because that's how we come on the red carpet. We're dressed in glam. We're dressed like we're going to go meet the president, having dinner, going to the White House. So you have to come correct. You have to come looking nice. The man with the tuxedo, and I know Mr. Vandy is going to be doing it up. We already have the challenge, so I'm working hard.
I didn't want to get into that. And Princess, you're laughing about it. Anyway, I'm just going to be as simple as I can be. But anyway, this is high fashion, and there's going to be a lot of fashion there that night.
It is.
Wow.
It is. We have to follow the theme of the film.
Any one of you can answer me here. What is it like doing a movie without the big names from Nollywood, from the Nigerian movie industry? Wherein, you know, we've been doing movies before, and every time they would tell you, oh, if you don't do a movie with the big names out there, the big superstars out there, then your movie is not going to go anywhere. What makes high fashion different without the big names?
I would say technically, it on a marketing aspect, I know it's going to give us issue, but on also on entertainment wise or loving your craft, our cast was right without the big name. And once they see the movie, the acting is on point, and all the cast actually brought it 100%. And I know for a fact, which has been proven, once they saw the trailer and they saw the movie is already bought, because we, as I would say, as Sierra Leonean or as casting director, we did our job.
Jenna, do you think we can build on this? We can build our own stars, because those stars didn't just come from the heavens and drop.
Yes.
They were built. They were made. Do you think in the next 5 years we'll have big names like what people are calling big names now?
Yes, we can. And that's one of the reasons why we did what we did with iFashion, not like running away from the big names, but create something outside of the big names. So I think if we constantly keep producing more good quality movie. Now, when you don't work with big names, don't get me wrong, now you have a lot to prove, because when you have big name, automatically the movie is sold to a particular audience that they already built. Now, when you don't have a big name, now everything have to be on point. The acting have to be on point, the costume have to be on point, the story have to be on point. So it's a lot of stretch, but at the end of the day, if as Tina said, if you love the craft of what you are doing, then I don't think it should matter. And sometimes our story needs to be told without Nigerian. It's like you asking a Nigerian to speak Creole. Come on now. You know you're not going to sound right.
It's going to be pigeon.
Yeah, it's like we casting Olu Jacob to come and play a father instead of you, David Vandy, in Sierra Leone, in a Sierra Leonean script. It's not realistic. It's a good thing for market wide, but you're not telling the story properly. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one thing Hollywood teaches, that sometimes you just have to tell the story. So I think iFashion, we just wanted to tell the story.
And there have been cases wherein our stories have been distorted.
Exactly.
Because if I take, for example, even in Hollywood, Sierra Leonean stories have been distorted before. Like The Blood Diamond, that is a distorted story.
Yes.
People, for the marketing, yes, people will say, oh, this is what happened. But those of us who were there cannot even feel it.
Exactly. The Timini didn't sound right. The Mende didn't sound right.
It's the same thing they did with Amistad.
Exactly.
So.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll come back to you guys. I think this conversation is going pleasant. All right. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guests, Miss Tina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise, two Sierra Leonean filmmakers that are my guests here. And the movie we're talking about is High Fashion. And where they're going to take Sierra Leone movie next is what is coming up. But right now, let's play some music. And this time we go with Replay. This one is called Replay, and it's done by Mighty Joe featuring Mandin Mori. It's from the Gambia. It's beautiful, and let's enjoy it. If you're out there in the Gambia and you're listening to me right now on the African Beat, this song is for you. Replay.
Happy, happy. Tsunami Foundation. No more.
All right then, replay. Tsunami akijeko denke.
Tsunami Foundation, Mading Empire. Gonna call the book expire. Bagemu control can go on fire. Nyapia kami ene domo vampire. Aye, aye na. Music on muru and in Hawaii. Alle, al na. Son no more say one in Hawaii. Nadi and the comendiata. Ayelon name motabaka. Contano, funka kaka. Dural be kandin kotaka.
Tsunami akije kwetenke. Mining it's called a replay. Tsunami Foundation, Mining Empire, we are the boss. Tsunami akije kwetenke. Mining it's called a replay. Tsunami Foundation, Mining Empire, we are the boss. Le 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 le. Mining more tsunami. I am a never play.
Mighty Joe featuring Mandin Mori in replay from the Gambia. This is your super show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Okay, now, Winston Atello, you've been producing movies. You've acted in a lot of movies. You are an award-winning actress. Now that you have started, like Jenap was saying, we've started looking at our own. That in the next 5 years, we can build our own stars. You know, we can develop. Because, like I said, the Nigerians or the Ghanaians did not just get up one day and they became superstars. They sure. gradually went through some process. And where do you expect to take Sierra Leone movie in the next 5 years?
I would say within the next 5 years, the sky's our limit. We're really working. Princess Jnap and I are really, really working to try to put Sierra Leone in the map. When it comes to movie-wise, acting-wise, we want Nollywood to know that Sierra Leone exists with talent. We don't want to be brand named in Nigeria. Or if you want to act in a movie, you have to have a Nigerian face. If you don't, then your movie won't go nowhere. We want to build the Sierra Leonean industry to the point where if Sierra Leone also don't have a Sierra Leonean face in their movie, they don't want it in Sierra Leone either. We want to send the message clear and loud. As much as you have talent in Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone also have talent. And that's where we're building. We're trying to tell our history story. We're trying to create stories and develop stories for our people.
And Jenna, for some time now, you know, Sierra Leone movies have been coming out from the land, from mm-hmm. Sierra Leone. So when we present them to some of these awards, they will tell us about the quality.
Mm.
So how do you think our filmmakers here can be of help. I know it's improving bit by bit down there in Sierra Leone, but what kind of message can we give, or how can we help? Do you think there's a possibility of us here collaborating with our partners back home in Sierra Leone?
Definitely.
So that we can get some quality productions. When they come out here, they see full quality.
Definitely. Like us here, like Tina and I and you and Fode, that's what we've been talking about, just going back home and incorporate what we have learned. It's not like they don't have the talent, it's just that they don't have the equipment to film good movies like the Nigerians and the Ghanaians. So God have blessed us enough to be in America to be able to know how to use this equipment. So I just think it's only right for us to go back home and teach them how to do it. One of my friend told me, he said, it's not like Sierra Leone stories are not amazing, but the picture quality is so poor that I can't sit down to watch it, because he's used to watching the good quality films. So it's not like our stories are not right, it's not like our talents are not right, it's the picture quality. So what we're trying to do is to be able to go back home, is to be able to introduce this new equipment to them, is to be able to teach them how to use the equipment and create. So God's willing, the stars align, come next year we'll be saying something different.
All right. Yeah, those are my girls. Okay, now let's finalize this one. So what's up for Saturday for this great premiere? What's up? Tell me, what's up for Saturday? Saturday is coming and it's high fashion.
It's epic. It is never, a lot of people will agree, is the biggest Sierra Leonean film yet. And it's going to be in Magic Johnson Theater. There's no Sierra Leone movie I've ever been premiered there before. A lot of people are dying to meet with Tina Taylor. A lot of people just hear her name. They've never seen her in person, which is crazy. So she's going to be there live in flesh.
And yeah, we're all going to be screaming.
Yes. And it's crazy. A lot of people know the name and they don't know the person. So come, you'll get to meet Miss Tina. She's one of the biggest Sierra Leonean hardworking producers that you can ever meet. She loves Sierra Leoneans. She wants Sierra Leone to win. So if you're into movie, you have talent. Now you got to have a talent. If you have talent, she's willing to work with you. You'll meet the Voice of America own host, Mr. David Vand, will be in the building. A lot of Sierra Leonean stars will be in the building. So come out dressed up, just come, bring your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your side chick, your side
caught action.
Yes,
that's the way we do it on the African beach. Yes, Tina, go ahead.
Just to bust your word, Princess Jaynab said, please come out and support the biggest Sierra Leonean movie to premiere in Magic Johnson Theater. Just like she said, we're here, Prime International Production as well, real-time management. We're here, we're looking for talented people. We want talented Sierra Leoneans to come out. Please come out on Saturday to support us. And if you need more information, you can follow us. You can follow me at Winstina Taylor on Facebook or Instagram as well as Twitter. And you can follow JNAP on Instagram, Jayla Knapp, or on Facebook as JNAP CC. So please, please come out and support us. Please, please.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank you guys very much. It's been such a wonderful pleasure talking to you here today, for being on my show, The African Beat. And I can't wait. It's wonderful working with you guys. And I want you to know that as a Sierra Leonean myself, I am truly proud of you. And anything we can do to make sure the name of Sierra Leone penetrates into the biggest movie industries in the world, we can do it. And together, we will make it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
All right. With that now, let me just go back to some music. Those were my guests, Winstina Taylor and JNAP CC. But right now, let's play some music on the African beat as we go to Zambia with Roberto in Amarula. Yes, I am a ruler. And high fashion is going to rule. And right after that, Femme de Mon Pays. This is done by Explose in the Republic of Guinea, featuring Sierra Leone's Jimmy B and Ogbono Soup. Oh my God. This is done by one super guy, Wakonzi of Niger. But right now, let's take Amarula, the sound of Roberto from Zambia.
Another beat made by Roberto.
Oh yeah. It's a brotherhood thing.
It's a brotherhood thing.
La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la.
My name is Roberto Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care, no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Amarula. Fire, fire upon my ruler. You fit in my life, you fit in my head. She don't get drunk easily. She can dance till 5 in the morning. No car, house or money. Can never get to change her mind on me. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You like it when I go crazy. You, I can never leave. Amarula, oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care, no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Oh, 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 Amarula. Let nobody slow you down. Let somebody go crazy. Let somebody go crazy. Things we do, just you and I. Things we say, just you and I. Make the people say you and I. Don't come from earth, no. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You like it when I go crazy. You, I can never leave. Amarula, oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care, no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. She don't get drunk easily. She can dance till 5 in the morning. Make the people say you and I don't come from earth, no. Fire, fire upon my ruler. She can be my controller. Maybe my own ruler. And it is only you, yeah. Yes, I be a sugar daddy. And she don't want nobody but me. You got me going so crazy. I don't want nobody but you. Amarula, oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care, no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula. Oh, have you seen my Amarula? So sweet and fine like Amarula. She comes in the morning Amarula. Still have her in my night time Amarula. Gives me hangover Amarula. But I don't care, no Amarula. So smooth and clean like Amarula. Don't ever touch my Amarula.
African beats.
Hey, yo, mic check, 1, 2. Yo, Fakri, turn up the mic a little bit. Okay, that's cool, right there. The Godfather.
Fakri on the beat.
Hanging out my nephew, Explode. This one is for all the ladies. The ladies.
Baby girl, I swear that
bestest. Me and you not the bestest. My swing not the bestest. So sell off on them, oh baby. Yeah, yeah. So only from the quality. Yeah, yeah. Only my pay is on clean. So sell off on them, oh baby. Yeah, yeah. So only from the quality. Yeah, yeah. Only my pay is on clean. I tell you, come and look into your eyes. All I see is for your loving. When I think of all that, I'm not going on for tell you bye bye. I'm not going on say bye bye. Bye bye. I'm not going tell you bye bye. I'm not going on say bye bye. Bye bye. I'm not going to say bye bye. Ella cool. Just got a mojo de azure. Wow. Ella stile. I brush to give it a touche. So sell off on them, oh baby. Yeah, yeah. So sell off on the quality.
Bono Soup, the sound of Wakonzi from Nigeria, and before that, Femme de Mon Pays Explose of the Republic of Guinea. He is actually from Sierra Leone, and he featured Jimmy B, the godfather of Sierra Leonean music, and Amarula by Roberto of Zambia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And on behalf of my guests, Winstina Taylor and Jane Absise, producers of High Fashion, the movie that will be premiered on Saturday, I am David Vander here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day.
It's time for